Someone asked me the following question: what do you do if you're learning in shul and there's a minyan going on and you're learning quietly, maybe you're learning bechavrusa in a corner of the room, and there's a minyan going on? Do you have to answer amen? Do you have to answer kedusha? What are your responsibilities? So the first question in general is, do you have to answer, let's say, amen to a bracha? Is there a requirement that when you hear a bracha, you have to answer amen? That's actually a dispute. The Gemara, the Mishnah Brachos, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, says, Va'onim amen achar yisom avarach. We answer amen after a Jew who recites a bracha. Ve'enonim amen achar kusim avarach ad sheyishma kol habracha kula. But we don't recite amen after a kuti who recites a bracha, because we don't know what he's actually going to bless to, unless we hear the entire bracha. Now, the Rambam understands the first half of this line, that we answer amen after a Jew who recites a bracha, is that chayav ba'osa bracha, sorry, that chayav lados abe. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph, Yud Gimel, says that if you hear another Jew reciting a bracha, you are chayav to answer amen. You have to answer amen. The Torah understands, no, that when the Mishnah Brachos says that odim amen achar yisom varach means that you can, as opposed to a kuti, which is you can't, let's say, but for Yisrael, if you hear the end of the bracha, you can answer amen, as opposed to a kuti, which you should not until you hear the entire bracha. So you have a machlokas Rambam and Tur. If you hear a bracha, are you obligated to answer amen? And Tur says you're not obligated, but you can. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Resh Tesvav Seif Beis passes like the Rambam and says chayev lados amen. So it would seem that if you hear a bracha, even if you're learning, then you would have to answer amen. However, the Shevet HaLevi says not so fast, maybe not, because Shevet Levi in Chelek Tes Siman Mem Gimel says that if it's going to cause you to get confused, you're involved in your learning and answering amen, you're going to be distracted, then you do not need to recite amen to the bracha. After all, we hold osik b'mitzvah patur b'mitzvah. You're involved in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so you hear the bracha. So technically speaking, you would not be obligated to answer amen if it's going to cause you to be distracted from your learning. And well, that would seem to be the case when it comes to answering amen. However, there are certain parts of the davening that if you don't answer to, then it appears like you're separating yourself from the tzibur. So, for example, the Rama writes in Siman Kuf Chav Hei Saif Beis that if someone comes to shul and he finds a tzibur answering kedusha, he should answer with them. This is based on a Tshuvas HaRashba, that after all, if the tzibur is being mekadesh Hashem, how could you exclude yourself from the tzibur? So if you are learning in a room, in a shul, and you're in your corner, but the whole tzibur is being mekadesh Shem Shemayim through the kedusha, you would be required to answer and to stop your davening and to answer. So anything where there's like an obligation to be mekadesh Hashem Barabim, then you obviously should participate. And if there would be, it would be nikar, be recognizable that, let's say, it's a part of davening, that it's a part of davening that if you don't participate with them, it appears like you're separating from the tzibur, or you're not accepting God as king, and that would be, for example, modim or birkas kohanim. So in those instances, the Piskei Tshuvos in Siman Kuf Chavdal cites a number of. It's the Halichos Shlomo, who says that for not just Kedusha, but also Modim and Birkas Kohanim, you would not be required to, I'm sorry, you would be required to stop your learning and to answer. So the analysis would be brachos in general, if you hear there is an obligation to answer, that is the Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam. However, Osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, so if you're learning, you would not be obligated to recite Amen to a bracha if it would disturb your learning. And however, if it's something that it's being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Barabim, like Kedusha, or if it's something like Modim, or maybe the line of Shema Yisrael, where everyone's answering, and if you don't participate, it appears that maybe you're not joining with the Tzibur, you don't believe in this, whatever the case is, there are certain parts of davening, like Modim, like the light of Shema, that if you just walk into shul, you should participate with the tzibur. Even if you're learning, it's appropriate to stop and to join with the tzibur.